My father-in-law comes to town at the end of September. He worked for a long time and still does as a consultant in the water business. And he always goes to a conference in Chicago around this time about water. And it's great because we get to see him and he gets to do his water thing. I never asked enough follow-up questions to know exactly what it was. But it is a giant conference, I've come to learn. Our friends over at Chew Chicago made sure that we hooked up with Ralph Exton, the executive director of WEF Tech, Water Environmental Federation's technical exhibition and conference. Ralph, thanks for always scheduling a reason for my father-in-law to come to town.
Of course. I'm happy to be here, John. And I'm glad that your father-in-law is so committed to the water space. I think it's terrific.
Yeah, always there and always finds out something fascinating, I'm sure. So tell us a little bit about it. This has been a part of Chicago and our convention scene for a long time.
Long time. In fact, WEF is almost 100 years old. We were incorporated in Illinois in 1928. And our first conference was almost 100 years ago as well. In fact, we'll be coming back in 2 years from now to celebrate our 100-year anniversary of WEF and WEF Tech right there in Chicago. And we're excited this year, obviously, but we're super excited to come back in 2 years and do the 100-year anniversary for sure.
Is it just a natural fit why Chicago is the home for this? Obviously, we have the lake and the river. At one point, we reversed the river. I mean, we have a lot of water and engineering history here.
I mean, Chicago is the definition of a water city. And look, all cities that grow and thrive have some sort of water component. But Chicago, being with, as you said, the lake and the river and the engineering that's gone into the river and the need for economic development as well as security for health and human life, it's just a wonderful, wonderful water story. And it's an important city for us to keep coming back to. Always, we're always welcome with open arms, and we always bring more and more people. We'll have over 20,000 people this year. It's fantastic.
That's huge. That's huge for our city too. Those 20,000 people stay at hotels or in my guest bedroom or in my guest bedroom, and they visit and get to see a lot of great things, and that helps bring money to our city. Are you based out of Chicago?
Absolutely. No, we're incorporated in Illinois, but our place of business is actually in Alexandria, Virginia. So that's where our headquarters is, and most of our staff is there. I've got a staff of about 100 people in and around that area, and a few located around the U.S. as well.
So then your staff gets to enjoy the trip to Chicago as well. I mean, that must be what keeps you coming back. It's the best month of the year, I'd say, in Chicago, and you get to enjoy all that we have to offer.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm a bit of a foodie, too, so I love the Chicago food scene. It's always a big deal, but, you know, the conference center is fantastic for something that we need to do. The hotels are terrific for the people that come into town. So it always works out really, really well for us. Very exciting.
Let's talk a little bit about AI and water. I know that AI, there's probably some great new tools that can help with water usage and help solve water industry challenges. And on the flip side, I know that AI, the data centers for generative AI, use a lot of water to cool those giant rooms. I mean, it's a really interesting conundrum that AI presents in the water sphere.
And you nailed it. I mean, there's this critical confluence of water for AI and AI for water. And there's benefits and there's challenges, right? And, you know, water can help AI in so many ways, but AI can also help water, to your point, help water operations run more efficiently, you know, run safer, you know, identify problems before they become problems. So there's this powerful give and take, and you know we refer to it as the water AI nexus. And we actually put together three full days of programming in something we call the Water AI Theater. That's going to be right on the expo floor. We're going to have 18 sessions on this whole subject of the critical confluence of water and AI. And we're going to be exploring both sides of that coin, as you so well pointed out.
Someone texted in wondering about getting salt water to become drinking water. I know that's been kind of the dream and maybe the reality in some cities that are, you know, really strapped for fresh water. Is that a forgotten dream and that we're going to figure out other ways? Or is that an active thing that's still happening?
Oh, it's absolutely very active. It's not as active in the United States, but in many parts of the world, seawater desalination is is alive and thriving. But I would also say that water reuse is a much faster growing, you know, segment. Basically, taking sewage water, if you will, and cleaning it up to a point where it can go back into the natural water cycle and become drinking water. Some of that's done directly and some of it's done indirectly, but we absolutely explore that, you know, at the conference this year and in general as a part of our educational programming.
I feel like I could talk about this forever, but what you just said, the sewage water to drinking water goes through a stage that obviously treats some of it at the sewage part, but then does it, as you said, go into the water cycle, meaning groundwater, back to lake, back to river, or whatever order you go in, back to evaporation, rain, then drinking water, or is it cuts it in?
All of the okay. above, John. So it just depends how aggressively you treat the water, but it can go, you know, directly from, you know, treatment processes, you know, to the water distribution. But generally, it would go, for example, into groundwater. And then you have this massive lake underground of groundwater that is used as drinking water or irrigation water. And then it's usually treated once again before it goes into the drinking water system.
Well, it's called
indirect potable reuse.
Yeah. I'm hooked. I love this sort of stuff. This is so cool. My question is, can I go? Can anyone from the public go to WEFTEC?
Yeah, we take people in at the convention center. You can go in and you can just join up and go in at the exhibition floor, or it's a cost or pay to go to the technical exhibitions or do both. You know, there's lots of chances to do that, but it's an incredible number of technical programs, but also, you know, a lot of community building. We do a lot of, you know, building of water communities. And helping out the local community at the same time. Over the weekend, you know, we'll be doing some work with some schools. We'll be doing work with some of the lakes. We'll be taking people out to see, you know, some of the treatment facilities, you know, on tours, just as part of a big part of the educational program.
That's cool.
This is going to be one of the biggest events we put on in a long, long time.
September 27th to the October 1st, weftech.org, WEFTEC.org. I'm glad you guys choose Chicago. I'm glad Choose Chicago told us about it. And Ralph, hope to see you this weekend. Okay, or next weekend, excuse me. Oh, no, it's this weekend.
Yeah,
this weekend.
Yeah. Come on out. I'll take good care of you.
All right, for sure. Take care. More my father-in-law.